Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
So this guy goes, me and my wife, we've never had intercourse, and we've been married for 5 years.
Wow.
And it's maybe bringing me down a little bit. I love my wife. I can't picture my life without her. I mean, I love her. We have been together for almost 9 years, so my whole adult life is just based around us, but we have never had sex. Started off where, you know, we got married and everything, and I thought it was going to happen. It didn't. It just day after day, and it never happened.
What?
But I love my wife, and I'm not going to leave her. Okay. So if my marriage is going to be a marriage without sex, I accept it.
All right.
Anybody out there? And so there's a lot of articles on this.
Yeah.
There's a big percentage of people that think you can have a very successful marriage, a successful relationship, if sex is not on the table.
Right.
There are lots of couples possibly listening now that have a marriage without sex. They call it the unconventional approach to business relationships. Basically, you have a business relationship. It's two people who, and they like cuddle. They're intimate in other ways, right?
Mm-hmm.
They go out to eat, and their sex is a good conversation.
Absolutely.
Their sex is sitting down and watching a good movie together and discussing it.
Yeah.
Like, those are the important things. In fact, when I was reading this, I'm reading this article, and all these people are like, if you just take sex out of the equation, guess what? You're not fighting. You're not arguing about stuff. Somebody doesn't, you know, because it's never equal. So they're basically saying, you know, one's going to want it more than the other's willing to give. And so there's just going to be sometimes a power struggle unless the couple is completely compatible, which that does happen
as
well.
It does. Sometimes you do meet your match.
You meet your match.
Where your parts, your soulmate.
Where your parts just fit.
Yeah, it's just like you're just one and the same.
But anybody listening right now, and they have a marriage without sex, let's go around the room. I know that you're going to get married, Jared.
I am.
That's right. Going to get married with COVID. I can't believe that. It's crazy. Crazy, man.
He's marrying COVID?
Yeah.
What?
Yes, he is.
Yeah, what the
hell? All right.
That's new to me.
So, would you have a marriage without sex?
I wouldn't, but I could see how this works. I mean, it's not everything. And if you have a bond with somebody, then yeah, I guess you can make it work.
Okay. I would ask you, John, what? But you don't have sex. You're never going to get married. You're not going to have children, and you can barely dress yourself. Let's go to Derek.
I couldn't know, but I do see how it works. House of Cards taught me everything. One thing they did teach me was that a marriage is a business relationship. It is who can bring something to the table. They both brought something to the table. They both got something out of it. The only thing was the guy in the series was gay.
Okay.
So they didn't have sex, right? But it honestly taught me, though, to look at marriage differently, right? Like, to look at it as a true partnership. There's so much more that goes into it. But I personally, I'd have to have sex.
Mm-hmm.
There's no way. Like, could I have sex with somebody else and still be in that marriage? If she would allow that, then yeah, I could probably make it work. But if it was just like I am to not have sex and still stay in this marriage, I've been bitten by the bug. I've had sex before.
Yeah.
And I know how insane it is.
It's badass.
Right? It's almost as good as golf.
What's up, Bethany? So you have a marriage that you guys don't have sex.
Yeah. And, you know, I think it's very common. I've been married for 10 years and we're happy.
Yeah.
Sex
sounds
has never
sounds,
been. Yeah.
Sounds so fun.
But worse for her. That's
great. That's awesome.
You shouldn't make fart noises at her marriage.
Yeah.
People might be offended by that.
I think it's for everybody. I'm just saying it's more common than you might think.
Okay. All right. So you and your dude's cool with this?
Yeah. I mean, I will say, you know, sometimes, you know, he has been frustrated at times over the years, but like the last 3 years, we haven't had sex at all. And I think our relationship has honestly never been better.
You haven't had sex with your husband in 3 years?
Yeah. Three years. About 3 years. Yeah.
That is such a long
time. Holy crap.
What?
I said, holy crap.
I mean,
it
worked.
I said, bull crap. I was like, wow, that's rude.
Golly. And your husband is cool with this?
He is. I mean, like, he knows that if he cheated on me, that I would leave him.
What?
So, you know, he, you know, in the beginning of our marriage, I mean, we have had sex.
Okay, so you guys have boned.
You know, done it.
Did it.
But it, you know, never really did it for me. I never really craved it.
You're like asexual. Isn't that what asexual is?
Let me look it up.
That's where you don't really care about sex.
Okay,
it's
well,
not
if
something...
you know what it is, then all right.
Well, I'm asking.
So
what do you guys
know.
Do for fun then? If you don't have, like, you don't pump, what do?
I do lay on top of him occasionally, but in a non-sexual
way. Oh, wow. Like, you're
way.
Like a blanket.
Like, yes, I'm like a human blanket.
Wow,
if
that's...
we're watching a movie,
you're right,
we
asexual,
hold hands.
They don't experience sexual attraction.
Or pleasure,
or doesn't
right?
desire sexual contact.
Yeah, she doesn't do that.
Yeah.
But do you... Okay, I get the vibe that your man...
they
is,
also go by Ace.
Okay.
That's what you call somebody that's asexual.
All right. Well, listen, Ace. So, you're... I don't think your husband is 100% on board, though.
No.
No, he is. I mean, we have intimacy. You know, we touch, we hold hands. He just... I mean, like, kind of like what you guys were saying, where, you know, it's never totally equal. One person, you know, wants things more. One person wants things less. I don't think we're, you know, exactly even.
You haven't had sex in 3 years.
We haven't had sex in 3 years. Yeah. And, like, don't really miss it, you know?
Oh, that's
so
unfortunate.
Yeah,
for your
it
husband.
Works. It works for us.
I gotta think he missed.
I'm not.
I'm sure.
Wait, what's that?
I'm sure. Oh, nothing. We were just saying
he's got to be getting it somewhere else.
Your husband's probably cheating
male,
on you.
As an adult male, there's no way that you could just
and he because he would miss it too much. I mean,
this
he has
is why
needs.
Guys go to hookers.
Yeah, he's probably got a like
he's
maybe a nice lady.
He's not going to a hooker.
No, I don't think that. That's Derek. That's his go-to. I think he's
you
banging somebody.
You underestimate how many guys go to hookers.
I think he's either going to a happy ending place or he's got like a lady at his work.
That's a hooker.
Maybe there's a nice lady at his work that knows the situation. This is what he probably does, ma'am. Ace,
no,
listen, Ace.
No.
So he
please,
goes
please
to his job.
No,
I got you. But he goes to his job and he's like, I don't know, I got one of these. I got an Ace for a wife.
Yeah.
And she doesn't ever want to have sex. We haven't had sex in 3 years. And there's some woman at work, right? It's like, oh my gosh, you poor thing. And so she's giving it to him.
No. First of all, he, even before COVID, he works from home.
Oh my gosh.
So, you know, he not
much touches himself.
The streets.
Yeah.
He has to just be just going crazy.
He has to. Just or maybe he's I don't know. Maybe not.
Without, you know,
he has
without
to choke the rooster like three times a day.
Yeah. You know, that comes up, so to speak.
So does he is it considered cheating if he touches himself? Do you allow
no.
him? No, so he can do that.
Yeah.
You don't have 5 minutes in your day just Warden. To make your husband happy?
I don't have what in my day?
5 minutes? You know, just, I mean, 3 years.
It's
hey,
not
you know
about,
what?
It's not about time. I just don't need it. I don't want it. It never has really done it for me.
Did you
and
tell
he...
him this before? Because this is like buying a car, and you get in a car, and then you find out the brakes don't work.
Okay, sir, I am not a car.
Yeah.
And,
I'm just saying,
yeah.
like, you know, you'd want to know some stuff about
it,
the car.
It has evolved in our relationship.
What I'm saying is, hey, you get married, you just kind of assume like sex is going to be part of your marriage. Just like you buy a car, you assume, hey, the brakes work in the car. Imagine buying the car, signing all the stuff, you get in the car, and then the brakes don't work, right? You'd be a little upset.
Well, not the same thing, buddy. We have a relationship. We care about each other. We, you know, are partners in crime. There's so much more to a marriage than just sex.
For sure. Yeah. What?
It's not, you know, it's not just it's not a car.
What else is there in a marriage?
There's a lot.
I mean, there's intimacy. There's emotional intimacy. There's physical intimacy that doesn't just come from sex. There's a shared history. We care about each other. We love each other.
Oh, okay.
You know, a lot of people, the sex goes out of their marriage. Ours maybe went out a little earlier.
Yeah, just kind of flamed out.
Yeah. And yeah, I think, you know, if he, you know, needs to masturbate, you know, that is fine with me.
Okay, well, good. I'm glad he got, yeah, because you don't need the masturbation police pulling him over while he's trying to do his business.
No, I'm not, it's not like, the only thing is if he, because I am aware of how tied up, you know, and how tricky intimacy is. The only thing is, you know, he knows if he ever cheated on me
relationship. It would be over.
Yeah.
Okay.
It would be over. Absolutely. Okay. No question.
Let's see what other people think. Let's go to John. Yes, John. Don't hang up, Bethany, if you can. What's up, John? What do you think, buddy?
Hey, what happened that you had to consummate a marriage to make it a marriage? So if there's no consummation, there's no marriage. And I agree, she is not a car, because a car you can actually turn on, and apparently you can't turn her on anymore.
All right. Well, that was thank you, John. Appreciate that. He also defended you and said you're not a car because you can't be turned on.
Yeah, I don't know if I'm too happy with that, but
okay, let's go to Kenneth. Let's see if you're happy with Kenneth. What's up, Kenneth?
Yeah, she doesn't think it's selfish at all of herself to think of her partner. I mean, if she's so not into sex, then she shouldn't think it's a big deal if he has a chick on the side or something.
Yeah, can he have some side action?
I mean, he has needs too, you know. I mean,
like a booty call or a side
no,
booty, like a girlfriend.
No,
can he get a girlfriend?
Not. Are there any women who call your show? Like,
yes,
on,
ma'am. That seems like an attack on us. I just took the first two people that called in. A little bit of an attack. That's why we don't have a lot of ladies, because they cuss.
Hooligan.
All right, just don't cuss, Marissa.
I know that you guys care about each other, but you should care about his penis, too.
Yes.
That's part of the deal.
What? No,
pee-pees
I'm sorry.
Pee-pees matter. You ladies have the dirtiest mouths.
I love it.
We have a live program.
When girls talk.
Goodness gracious.
Nasty is just, oh, God.
Oh, now I have to wait for the damn dump to build up.
I love girls cussing.
All right, just don't cuss, Bethany.
We do a
live program.
We're a live
okay,
show.
Okay, I'm sorry.
No, sorry.
It's probably shocking to hear that we're a live
we're
show.
Quoting.
No, I understand you're just repeating what that other lady had to say.
Yep, but we dumped that too.
So, yes, we did. We had to dump that one also.
Yeah.
So you and your husband, you guys will hold hands.
Aw, that's sweet.
Yeah.
And you still sleep
we'll
in the same
hands.
Bed?
Aw.
Yeah, we sleep in the same bed. You know.
Do you have any pets?
Like, you don't even have accidental sex, right? Like, it's not even like, oh, you
get
rush
drunk.
Up against him. Yeah, and then he's like, oh, let's hump.
No.
That's insane.
No. Accidental
sex? You're a very lucky lady,
though.
I will say that, Bethany. You're very lucky that you have found a man that fits, you know, with you being an ace. Because I just don't know a lot of guys that would be able to deal with that.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, I think if you scratch the surface, it's more common than you might realize. I'm not saying that people don't have different sex drives, but I am
You're telling
saying,
me that you think that there's way more couples out there than we think.
Let's talk to Kate.
Yeah.
Wow, okay.
Oh, yeah. But it's taboo for, like, you know, the reasons we're going into. Like, people are not just walking genitals like Marissa.
Okay, I didn't say that. Why are you making
Let's
me feel gross?
Kate, yes. Kate. What did you want to say?
Well, I agree. There's more to a marriage than just having sex. There's lots of levels of intimacy, but withholding for 3 years is a bit extreme.
Yeah.
That's part of being in a marriage is doing that. And you say that you hold hands and y'all have intimacy. So when it escalates, do you just cut it off and be like, nope, that's enough for today?
I don't think she gets horny. I think that's what it is, Kate. We'll go to Mabel. Yes, what's up, Mabel?
Hi, I have a question for Bethany. How old are you guys?
Yeah. Are you guys older?
So we met when we were 22, and I am, I'm 34 now.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you guys have kids?
We have a cat.
No kids.
All right. Great question there. They got a cat.
Yeah.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.